Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 35th verse of chapter Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Allahu nurus samawati wal ard. Mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. Al-misbah fi zujajah. الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس Wallahu bi kulli shay'in 'aleem.
Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The example of His light is like a niche within which is a lamp. The lamp is within glass. The glass as if it were a pearly white star lit from the oil of a blessed olive tree, neither of the east nor of the west, whose oil would almost glow even if untouched by fire. Light upon light, Allah guides to His light whom He wills, and Allah presents examples for the people, and Allah is knowing of all things.
So, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. Mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. So, we said that Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, about this nur, it is said that light is something that is itself bright and causes the brightness of other things. And we said that in the Holy Quran and Islamic narrations, there are different entities that are called as light. This glorious Quran that we recite, this is light. It is introduced as light. Also faith. We read in Surah Baqarah, Allah is the guardian of those who have faith. He brings them out of darkness into the light. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ So this nur, this light, is faith. Also, divine guidance and clear-sightedness is also the other meaning and the example of nur, which is used in the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran says, Is he who was dead with ignorance and polytheism, and we gave him life and provided him with a light by which he walks among the people, as one whose likeness is in the utter darkness, whence he cannot come forth from them. This is also called light. Islam itself is also light, Islam religion. It is said in Surah At-Tawbah, and Allah refuses but to perfect His light, though the infidels detest it. مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ The Almighty Allah is talking about Islamic religion. Also, the Holy Prophet ﷺ is introduced light. In chapter Ahzab we read, And as a summoner unto Allah, by His permission, and a light-giving torch. And after the Prophet ﷺ, the infallible imams and the infallible leaders are introduced as light. As we read in Ziyara Jami'a, Allah created you as light, خَلَقَكُمْ أَنْوَارًا And then He set you encircled His throne. In the same ziyara we read, You are the light for those good ones and guiders of those who do good deeds. Also, in the next level after that, science and knowledge is also called light. This is also mentioned as light as we read in a famous tradition, Knowledge is the light that Allah casts in any heart that He wills.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, what we said up to now about different cases and instances of light that are introduced in the Holy Quran and traditions, they are on one side, and on the other, we must study carefully the special characteristics of light. Some of its prosperities and qualities we will mention in this program. The first point is that light is the most beautiful and delicate entity in the world of material. It is the essence, it is the source of all beauties and delicacies. And as the scientists say, light has got the highest velocity in the world. 300,000 kilometers per second is the velocity of light. Light can circulate the Earth 7 times in less than a second, in a wink. So, extraordinarily great astronomical distances are only measured by the speed of light per year. It means the extent that light, with its extraordinarily speed, can go in a year. And this is only one aspect of light. We will continue later on in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. feel. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.